making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family, protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hot, wet, stinky cash.
Well, cash is cash. Hot, wet, stinky. Take it. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 25th. Wow, exactly a month till Christmas. It's going by pretty fast. The November 25th edition of Pinions Playhouse is brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. The joke will be brought to you by Matheny. We've got to double up today because we're way behind. You know, that basketball thing kicked us off the air. And then I had a couple days last week when I had something I only get to do three times a year, and that's be with my whole family, both the boys, my daughter-in-law, my son's girlfriend, my grandson, my mother-in-law. We're all together. It was fantastic. So thank you.
Hey!
For letting us get caught up. Let's do a quick round of introductions. Are you still the control board operator?
I think so. I'm here.
Okay, he is. He's confirmed it. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not completely happy with your current financial advisor, then you need to sit down with Mark and Jason and get a second opinion. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
And a second opinion is okay even if you think you are happy. You don't have to be
unhappy. Well, sure.
Maybe you just think you're happy until you hear some better advice.
That's right.
And now let's all turn and stare at this other guy in the room. He gets a lot of stares because he's a musician, and chicks dig musicians. He's a bass player. He's a harmonica player. He's not just a musician. He's a multi-musician because he plays more than one thing. And he sings. He's got it all. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. He is Dan Strauss. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. And I want to say hi to a guy that I've had correspondence with a couple of times. His name's Bill. His last initial is D. He's an egotistical jerk, and I'm sure he's listening right now. He's also a bass player. So, hi, Bill.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, you can tell it's the holiday season.
It is.
And for people, peace on earth. Okay, hello, Bill. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He was Ferguson last night, but he had to walk away. He goes, hey, even I can't control this. You tried, Hebe. That's all that matters. You tried. Bernice is in heaven. She's up there with Martin Luther King, and they're both spinning in their graves, especially Mr. King, Dr. King. And Rat Boy, I was talking to him about Christmas shopping. He said it's a breeze for him because he gets every... What kind of basket do you get?
Cheese
basket for everybody.
Oh, that's
well,
nice.
He would do
that's
that.
Nice.
You know where they have that
holiday
assorted
sure.
Different kinds of cheeses and
sausages.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't forgotten how to do it. Still not missing a beat.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. The joke will be brought to you by Matheny. It's a good one, and I think you know, if you're a regular listener, where I go to the dentist, Ballast Dental Care. I think many of you know how long I've gone there, 41 years, 41 and a half. You know, you ask a little kid how old they are, 5 and a half. They like to sound older, so they always do that. They put that half in there. Well, I've been going to Ballast Dental Care 41 and a half years. I do that so I'll sound older. because I just want to be so much older than I am. I'm tired of being so young. Ballast Dental Care, in many ways, is like any other dental clinic. They have that chair that goes in 600 positions and that bright light, and they wear masks and the rubber gloves now, and they have that water swirling sink and those little paper cups and that thing they hang in your mouth that sucks the saliva out. They got all that. So in that way, they're no different than lots of dental clinics. Here's how they're different. The people that are there. There's something about the way they operate, and I have read this so many times in emails when people say, in a couple of minutes, I felt like I'd been a patient there for years. There's this sort of wave of relief that comes over you. And you realize that that fear, that anxiety, was really for nothing. And you'll never have it again. And many people actually look forward to their next dental appointment. I know, it sounds ridiculous, looking forward to a dental appointment, but that's the difference in this place. And yes, they practice sedation dentistry if you need it. They're Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And I've gone there 41 years. Nobody knows more about it than I do, except maybe somebody's gone there 42 years or 43 years. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com. Oh, yeah, he's here. We didn't forget him, and he didn't forget us. It's been a while, though. From downtown St. Louis, it's Bill Cleveland. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, rather, starring Bill. See, I forgot how to do this.
Yeah.
Starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's a great app that's free and easy to use. It's STL Taxi. Please download it. You'll be glad you did. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, hello, everybody. How are you?
Bill, we're great. How are you? Where are you?
Missed you guys. I'm in downtown St. Louis right now. Got back last week.
Because we never know with you. We never know where you are.
I know. Last week I was in three cities, Baltimore, Alexandria, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. And if you don't mind, I was trying to think about this. Washington, D.C. was by far my favorite. And I assume all of you have taken a trip to Washington, D.C.?
No. Yes.
No.
Had you never been there before?
I had never been there before. And, I mean, I loved it. I've been to 32 cities this year. By far my favorite, Washington,
wow.
D.C. It was amazing.
What
was
an
so
endorsement.
And I thought, let me just, if you don't mind, real quick, I'll give you my top three things that I saw in Washington, D.C., and maybe you guys have done this or you've seen it yourself, in no real particular order. One of them was seeing the Star-Spangled Banner. You know, we all know the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. The actual flag that flew over Fort McHenry in Baltimore, they have on display at the American History Museum, which is part of the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And you walk into this little section of the Smithsonian, and it's not little, but they have the lights dimmed, and it's just lit perfectly, and it's amazing. And you just sort of stand there, and you can see this flag that, I think as we all know the story, was flying up in the air during battle at the Fort McHenry, and Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. Just a really moving exhibition and a really neat thing. So that was at the Smithsonian. The other thing that was really cool that I got to do, I sat in on a lecture, which...
Hey, can I just stop and ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How do we know that's the flag? I mean, how do we know that? See, I'm that person. I'm that guy. I'm that guy who would go and is going...
to the tour guide. Hey,
how do we really know? It'd be easy to put an old flag up there and go, this is the one. I just wonder, how they know.
Yeah, you're not alone. The guy I was traveling with, my friend of mine from high school, we saw the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and all this stuff at the National Archives, and he says those are fake. He doesn't believe those are the real.
Well, I will tell you that a lot of times with valuable one-of-a-kind things, they do put replicas out for the public to see and don't always tell them that. So that's why I asked it. But go ahead. What's next on the list?
Yeah. The other one was I mentioned the a lecture I got to sit through at the United States Supreme Court, which to me, I don't know. Politics are sort of interesting to me, but I don't know. For whatever reason, this was just really, really neat to sit in the United States Supreme Court where all of these amazing and just interesting decisions have come down and to sit there and kind of be part of it. You can't take any pictures in the courtroom, so you don't see the inside of it. But that was really neat. They talked about the history of the building, talked about, again, they mentioned all the different things that have happened there. And I thought that was very cool. The coolest, however, and there's always a however
in life, yeah.
Please tell me it's the changing of the guard.
It was actually going inside the White House.
Okay. All right.
That was pretty cool. For one thing, you stand there and you don't realize it looks so big on television.
It's not
the
that
White
big.
House.
Yeah,
it looks gigantic on television. When you're standing there, it's not really all that extravagant. And yeah, it's clearly a mansion. But once you're in there, you're like, okay, I kind of understand now why all of these presidents want to either play golf or go to their vacation home or whatever, because you really are in an incredible bubble. It's really interesting. But it was really cool. You go through a few little security things. Pretty easy to get through. I had set it up through my senator Roy Blunt. That took care of it. Got me in there with the tour group. And
name dropper.
It was just really neat. Sorry?
Name dropper.
My senator.
Well, I was going to say my congressperson, but the congressperson that represents me never returned my email, so I couldn't
name him. Go ahead, call him out. Who was it?
I actually contacted Senator Claire McCaskill's office and Representative, I think her name is Ann Wagner. Neither one of them bothered to reply to my request.
But Roy Blunt did.
They did, and they were as nice. Honestly, sincerely, they were as nice as could be. Answered emails promptly when I sent a request. Within like 2 hours, I had a reply back from them. They were incredibly nice. And I met the folks who were in there, and they were top-notch. They were really, really cool people. And when I actually got a tour of the Capitol, I was up there as well, and they gave me a personal tour, just me and one of the guys that works in the office, and they were so nice. So now, when you go,
do you carry a fake crew with you to make you look like you're with the network or something? Like just phony people that you say, this is my publicist, this is my video guy. Do you do that or you're just by yourself?
It was just William Cleveland. They had no idea what I did or who I was, and they treat everyone exactly the same. They had no idea. Didn't even mention one time that I had the website or anything like that.
Wow, that's good.
They were very, very nice, yeah. Absolutely.
Did you see the changing of the guard? Did you see the changing of the guard?
But anyway,
I did not. I made it to Arlington National Cemetery.
What did I tell him?
Oh my goodness. What did I tell him before?
I said the one thing you have to see. That's the only thing I mentioned was changing of the guard.
Oh, man.
And you didn't do it.
It didn't work out. But I'm going to go back. I love
communist.
What is wrong with you?
America hater.
No, it was great. I cannot emphasize enough that Washington D.C. for me, it was the greatest city. I loved it.
Why don't you change your website to fallenherohater.com?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's brutal. Oh man.
Wow.
Right to the gut. Maybe I'd like to join you in that boxing ring with you and Colin later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. If you love Washington D.C. so much, why don't you move there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on Frank on that one.
The hell
go nose to nose.
Welcome back, Bill.
Man, I put my money on Bill.
Yeah. Good to be back. All right, well, that's it. I'm done. I can't take anymore.
Well, sign off then.
All right. The Bill Cleveland segment's brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. By the way, no cab company is even close to Laclede Cab.
No, not in Washington anyway.
Oh, my God. What was I supposed to say? Oh, yeah, from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland. Great to be back.
All right. Thank you, Bill. A rare appearance downtown in St. Louis he's making because he's usually all over the place. I'm not kidding. Remember that? I said,
yeah, the one thing
if
you
don't
see
anything else. And I'm telling you, if he had done that, that would have been top of that list that he had.
Oh, well, he's some travel expert now. He thinks he knows where all
these kids today.
All the hot spots.
These kids today. They just don't listen.
He doesn't get it.
All right. Interesting statistic, not surprising to me. Half of all ham consumed in this country will be consumed this week at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Half. How about that?
Yeah. You would think
Easter is the only other holiday that I think people eat ham.
Well, maybe that's the other half. Half of it is Thanksgiving and Christmas, and probably most of that other half is Easter. I will have to say, we don't have, and I'm from the South, we had ham all the time. Now that I'm married to somebody who will not cook ever, I almost never have a ham. I do like that honey bake thing, that spiral deal.
Right?
That's pretty good.
I saw a statistic today that a third of all the turkey cooked will be thrown away. I thought that was a pretty, can you imagine
what?
The amount of, you know, just, you know, everybody bakes, you know, 20-pound turkeys or whatever, and
right.
you'll eat leftovers for a couple days. But, yeah, there's a statistic out there, a third of it will be thrown away.
That's a lot of turkey. Wasted. I watched a show the other night, and they had a scene in it where this guy was going to chloroform somebody to knock him out and abduct him. And then it just occurred to me, every single time I've seen a person with the bottle, they always have a folded white handkerchief.
Yes.
Oh, the rag. You pour it on the rag.
No, but it's always a neatly folded white handkerchief. It's not a washcloth.
That's the...
What the heck is that about?
That's the standard way to administer
Yeah, but wouldn't it work
chloroform,
if you
apparently.
Poured it into a blue rag or something?
Hey, how you doing?
Of course it would. Yeah, but they always happen to have a nice white handkerchief handy.
You remember that movie? I think it was Sandra Bullock's first movie, and Kiefer Sutherland was in it, and also Jeff Bridges. It was Vanished.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Oh, it's a great... Kiefer Sutherland and Sandra Bullock were married, and they were newlyweds, and Jeff Bridges would kidnap people and then bury them alive.
Oh, that's great.
And he did that. He did the chloroform and put... And he was practicing that.
Can you put, where do you get chloroform? Can you just go to the drugstore?
I've
chloroform?
Never seen it, I don't think.
I don't think I've ever seen it either. And then if you did go buy it, wouldn't you look kind of suspicious?
Yeah. Hey, what are you using that for?
I'm at the checkout lane, and all I have is chloroform and a couple of white handkerchiefs. Wait a minute. Let's call the police. I don't even know what it's for. It's chloroform, isn't that the chlorophyll is the green stuff in plants? I remember that from school.
Did they used to, did dentists used to use it?
I have no idea. You're asking me. I don't know. I have a question now for both of you. Who is Pete Davidson?
He is the...
No, don't okay. answer. Don't
oh,
answer.
I have no idea.
I know.
Who's Beck Bennett?
I don't know.
Who's Leslie Jones?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
These are all cast members of Saturday Night Live. Dan, do you watch Saturday Night Live at all?
No, I haven't watched it. I tried to watch it a couple of times this season and couldn't get through it.
Watched it this past weekend because Cameron Diaz was the host.
Yeah.
And then in the beginning where they go, it's Saturday Night Live starring, and I just, it came to me that Pete Davidson, nobody would, most people wouldn't even know
who
that
Bryant.
Is.
She's not, the bigger gal on
Amy
there.
Bryant, I would
80.
Know, and 80, yeah. And Kate, the gal with those kind of
Kate
funny...
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, she's so good. So, and that Keenan, whatever his name
Keenan
is.
Keenan Thompson.
I got to tell you something. To me, he maybe is the star of the show. That guy.
We do. Angela and I still try to watch it just in case there's a funny...
I watch it every week until I realize this is so bad, I need to just zip through
there
it.
There were a couple funny things this week. It was
it
better
wasn't
than
bad,
most.
But it wasn't great.
No. I mean, I don't think there's ever going to be a great episode anymore. It doesn't... And even if they get a great host, they still just can't...
I was a little disappointed. You know who Billy Gilman is?
Wasn't he that little
country singer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The little
guy with
girl
that
voiced,
hat.
Boy.
Yeah, the, little yeah, girly the, boy. Well,
is he like 17 or 18 now?
Yeah, hat. And he's just announced, here's a shocker, he's gay.
What?
No.
I've never seen a girlier boy than Billy Gilman. And here's what I think. I think the name Billy Gilman has been a who? For the last 5 or 6 years.
I think you've used Billy Gilman.
Yeah, that's
on
one of your fake names.
One of your go-to names.
So to get in the news, you think, what can I do? I'll tell everybody I'm gay because I am. I'll just announce it. And then he gets in the news, and he'll be out of the news tomorrow. So, and then the last one was that Ty Herndon or something, another guy who nobody's ever talked about for years in country music.
Oh, he came out, too.
So he came out as gay. Look, if you really want attention... You'd have to have somebody like Toby Keith say he's gay, or Trace Adkins. Now you got a shocker. That would shock the world. What else would it? You know what a centrist is?
How do you spell it?
C-E-N-T-R-I-S-T. I'm reading an
centrist,
article.
No.
I'm reading an article this last weekend, and it said that Indio, California, was probably the perfect retirement spot for centrists. And I thought, what the heck? I looked it up. It's a moderate. It's somebody who's not Republican. How many names
centrist.
Are we going to have for people with politics? You're not a Republican. You're not a Democrat. You're more of a moderate. You're kind of in the middle of the center. You're a centrist.
I'm the member of the centrist party.
I thought that was an independent. What?
Yeah.
So why do we need that name? And I was, I saw this out of town. I will tell you that because I don't believe it's in St. Louis, but it will be. And I will preface this by saying I use an app called Flixster. It's a movie app. There's Rotten Tomatoes. There's Flixster. We use Flixster. I've had it on my phone for about 4 years. And what it'll do, it'll give you the percentage of critics that liked a movie and then the percentage of moviegoers that liked it. In the 4 years that I've had it, I have never seen 100% and 100% ever. I've seen in the low 90s critics and viewers. I've seen 70% of critics, 50% of moviegoers. This is the only movie that I've ever seen that said 100% of critics loved it and 100% of moviegoers. And I saw it out of town, and I'm going to tell you something. It's unbelievably good. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no. It's only because you told me up there.
Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me, the documentary made by with the okay of his family to follow him with his Alzheimer's disease. Folks, if you don't have anybody in your family with Alzheimer's, unless you are a hermit and you have no relatives or friends and have no connection to anybody, you will. You will know somebody who gets Alzheimer's. It is horrible. And I don't think anybody's ever done a better job of documenting what it does to you and what it does to a brilliant, brilliant mind. And this crap about if you work crossword puzzles, keep your mind active, it'll lessen your chances for... I don't believe that for a minute. Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States, for goodness sakes. How much more active can a mind be? And he got it bad. Glenn Campbell, one of the greatest, most talented musicians on multiple instruments, songwriter, singer, TV host, Alzheimer's. So I don't know that there's anything to that, but I do know that if you don't like it when this comes to St. Louis, this Glenn Campbell thing, you'll be in a very, very, very tiny group. It was terrific, and it really makes you think and wonder, why do people get this horrible thing, and will we ever find a way to prevent it? And I think the answer to a lot of that, cancer and everything else, is no. We have a lot of other stuff. Some of it we'll get to tomorrow. Right now, I have to tell you that the sponsor of the joke you're about to hear is Matheny Heating and Cooling. I feel bad right now for the people in Illinois listening. I don't want you to tune away. Stay with me for a minute because you might move to Missouri. You might move to the Missouri side of the river one day. And when you do, one thing you won't have to worry about, because there's no welcome wagon anymore to help you, is who am I going to use for heating and cooling? We have the answer. It's Matheny. And for the people who are in St. Louis County and 98% of St. Charles County, woohoo, you can call them today. And you might want to or have to tomorrow because it's going to be 25 tonight and even colder later. And then summer will come and it'll be hot again. And these things only last so long. They're not... There's no heating and air conditioning system you can buy on the market that's guaranteed for the rest of your life. Unless you're 96, then I think somebody could sell you one and say, we guarantee this for the rest of your life. Other than that, they wear out. Things go wrong. They need to be fixed and repaired, and they need to be serviced and maintained. Matheny. They've been doing this for 72 years. And they would be more than happy to become your heating and cooling company. I don't care what brand or type or size or make or model, residential, commercial. St. Louis County, 98% of St. Charles County, Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Mom and Dad and their son are in the mall. It's Black Friday weekend, big shopping weekend. They're out shopping, and the boy keeps noticing all the women, and he turns to his dad. He says, Dad, there sure are a lot of different kind of boobs. His dad says, yeah. He says, how many kinds of boobs are there, Dad? Peon, I dedicate this to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, this
there's
will be
a lot of
son.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Peon's son will ask this.
Oh, sure.
Well, let's just make it Peon Jr. and Angela.
All right.
So Peon Jr. looks at Peon and goes, Daddy, how many kinds of boobs are there? And he says, well, Peon Jr., a woman goes through roughly three phases. In her 20s, her boobs are like melons. They're round. They're firm.
Nope.
And in her 30s and 40s, they're more like pears. They're still nice, but they're hanging a bit. And then after 50, they're like onions. And Peon Jr. says, onions? What do you mean? He goes, yeah, they just make you cry. They just look at them, start crying. Now, Angela's hearing this, and she says, Peon Jr., why don't you ask how many different kinds of wieners there are? He says, oh, Mom, he says, I don't really. He said, no, I think you should know this. I just heard your dad there explain. I think you should have wieners explained to you. So Peon Jr. said, okay, Mom, how many kinds of wieners are there? She said, well, son, a man also goes through three phases. And I know this from talking to my own mom. In his 20s, the guy's wiener is like an oak tree. It's strong and rigid and mighty. And in his 30s and 40s, it's more like a birch tree. It's flexible, but still reliable. And after his 50s, his wiener is more like a Christmas tree. And Peon Jr. says, Christmas tree? She said, yeah, dead from the root up, and the balls are just for decoration.
Time for a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And if you're traveling on eastbound 270, things are stacking up now from McDonald through New Florissant. West Florissant's going to remain shut all evening long. Southbound 270, it's some really slow pockets between stop-and-go pockets, we'll call it, between Dorset down through the Clayton Road overpass, and some slow areas between there and Tesson Ferry. Southbound 141, pretty well stacked up now. South of Big Bend through Highway 44 and a couple of slow areas between Highway 30 and Highway 21. Now, eastbound 40 downtown has thinned out, as has westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. You're still pretty well jammed up between Lindbergh and 270 westbound. Eastbound, they're working with an accident at Highway 270. It's off on the right shoulder, but you are slowing now just a little bit east of Boone's Crossing up through 270. And it looks like we have just a little bit of a slowdown still on eastbound 44 from Mraz up through Highway 270. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so accurate and easy to use. It is the number one choice of pediatricians. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This Friday, the Arkansas Razorbacks come to Columbia to take on our Tigers. Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Kickoff is at 1:30.
Touchdown, Missouri!
Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
When is the last time you went to the dentist? When is the next time you're going to go to the dentist? A family practice by a family that cares, that's Bowen Dental Care. Bowen Dental Care on Dunn Road in Florissant has been serving the community for over 40 years. And if you're looking for a new smile, straighter teeth, or if you have spacing or crowning issues, right now Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care is offering $500 off Invisalign. Invisalign is a way to straighten your teeth without using braces, and it's a much more comfortable option. The Bowen family in Florissant is the official dentist office of the McGraw Show on the Big 550 KTRS. your answer to all of your dental needs under one roof, Bowen Dental Care. Get the treatment you and your family deserve by a family that cares. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And you can always find them online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
We're sorry, but this message from Billy's Bistro is going to make you very hungry right now. Imagine a great steak sandwich on garlic cheese bread, or Cajun fettuccine, or homemade desserts made by Billy herself. Hungry yet? There's a place to satisfy that hunger. Billy's Bistro, with a full menu of delectable goodies and a full bar, a mile south of Highway 255 off Telegraph Road. End hunger. Head to Billy's Bistro.
For four generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. The operative word is fresh. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large conglomerate groups. Top area restaurants know Kuna Food Service is the place to go at KunaFoodService.com.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend DynaGreen Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature, in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want DynaGreen. And to find out more, DynaGreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. For your local authorized DynaGreen dealer, check out our friends at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at ParktownAudi.com.
Hey, Stretch Armstrong here. Remember how pumped you were when you got me for the holidays? Well, feel that pumped again with a great deal on a Honda Accord during the Happy Honda Day sales event. Now I'm going to deadlift this Accord.
Yeah, I'm totally doing it.
Get something you'll love at the Happy Honda Day sales event and get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on an Accord from Honda, KBB.com's most trusted brand.
Based on 2014 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See dealer for financing details.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Altair Travel and Cruises is proud to be a sponsor of Missouri football for all of your travel needs, group travel, corporate travel. Whether it's across the country or across the globe, Altair Travel and Cruises will make sure you get there. You're going to save money, you're going to save time, and no aggravation, courtesy of Altair Travel and Cruises. They're in Brentwood, right next to O.B. Clark's. 314-968-9600 or Altair Travel, proud sponsor of Missouri football on KTRS.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you by Cedar Lake Cellars. Be sure to tune in this Friday as Mizzou takes on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Cedar Lake Cellars, open before and after the game until 9 p.m.
Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
Jim Holder, Jim Huer, The Big Sports Show at Hot Shots Bar and Grill, Thanksgiving Eve for a very special Backstoppers fundraiser. Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Webster Groves is the place to be the night before Thanksgiving.
Why?
Well, Jim Holder and Jim Huer will be broadcasting the Big Sports Show live from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. to preview the Mizzou, Arkansas game. Come out for great food and a very special Backstoppers fundraiser. Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Webster Groves is located at Laclede Station Road and Watson Road in the Yorkshire Plaza.
Let me go home. Normally, I'd say to Southern California we go, but I believe he's in Dallas visiting his daughter and grandkids or something like that. We're going to find out if we can get a hold of him. He, of course, is Mike Evans.
And oh, there he is.
And he is brought to you, as he always is, by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Let me tell you something. I know that for some people it's tough to know, you know, what to get them, how much to spend. Pick any amount. But if it's a gift certificate from Annie Gunn's Restaurant or gift card or whatever they issue or a smokehouse, they're going to use it, they're going to love it, and they're going to want to go back. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market, next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of the valley. Proudly present from Dallas, Texas, I believe, Mike Evans.
Hi, Dean. What are you doing here,
huh? Are you in Big D?
Big Dallas, Texas. I'm right here taking care of my business. Big Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, and how do you... But it's big. It's too big, isn't it? I mean, but Dallas is huge.
Yeah, it's a big city.
Yeah, and you're there for...
It's like Los Angeles without an ocean.
And which daughter lives there?
Ashley.
Yeah, and how many grandkids do you have there?
I got two. I got Brinley is three, and the baby Ashlyn is one.
Brinley, you don't hear
Zach,
that.
Zach, my son is here.
You don't hear that name every day, Brinley. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Right. What's going on?
Are things in St. Louis?
Oh, they're great. No, they're great. There's nothing going on.
Yeah. It's been kind of quiet.
Very quiet. All quiet on the St. Louis front.
I just got through listening to the interview with Officer Wilson.
Yeah.
And have you seen it, his first interview?
No, I George think it aired at 5:30, yeah.
No.
I just saw it, and so believable. You know, he talks about how afraid he was for his life, and he couldn't believe that... that Marco Brown was reaching into the car and grabbing for his gun and hitting him in the face, and he couldn't get out of the car, and his gun didn't go off the first two times that he tried to get it out and shoot it when he was, because Brown had his hand over the gun, the top of the gun that goes back and forth, and he couldn't shoot it. Then it finally went off and hit him while he was in the car, was reaching in the car. It's very, very interesting. So moving right along to the Toy Department of Human Affairs.
This is a terrible, terrible cell signal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it really is. I don't know where you're...
How many bars do you
bars
have?
Do you show there?
One.
I can't tell.
Oh, well, that's
that means he can't see any. we'll take a run at it. Go ahead.
You want me to go in another area?
Please. Go to Houston. Or Austin or San Antonio. As Mike makes his way to Houston.
Better?
That's
better.
Oh, yeah. That seems better. At least right now it does. Go ahead.
Nope.
Okay, your pop quiz question. Shop Talk, top 10 morning shows as voted by Los Angeles radio people in the city of Los Angeles. Current morning radio shows. They did this survey. Here's your question. Where did Ryan Seacrest come in? Number one, number four, number nine, or not in the top 10 at all? Ryan Seacrest. I have to really be careful what I read here because a lot of this is about St. Louis, and we're not going to do any of that.
Okay.
Because you live in St. Louis. Let's move along.
That's right.
Latest, the most shocking Bill Cosby nugget, a former NBC employee who is in his late 80s. Said that there could have been 50 women that he and a couple of other employees brought to Bill Cosby's dressing room, also to hotels, that there were drugs involved. Could have been as many as 50 women. Now there's talk of a class action suit against Cosby. These women are all getting together, talking to the same attorneys. They're going to file a class action suit. Could ask for $1 billion in damages.
Whoa. Hmm.
Cosby wife still mum, still says she insists she will stand by her man.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. What do you make of this whole Cosby thing?
I say where there's this much smoke, there's fire. And I also say that if he were innocent, the first thing I'd do is sue every one of these people for slander. And defamation of character. Not only has he not sued anybody, he has never once said this is not true, and his attorney has not even said, or spokesperson has never said it's not true. They say, oh, these are decades-old allegations, innuendo, but they've never said it never happened. And if I'm innocent and I didn't do it, the first thing I'd say was these are lies, and I'm going to sue these people, and I'd sue every magazine or newspaper that printed this crap about me, but it hasn't
happened.
Boy,
that's a very good point.
Because you talk about defamation of character. Wow, you're destroying a guy's character unless it's true.
Exactly.
So we'll see how this plays out. I look for a big sit down with Oprah or somebody at some point.
Unless he's so guilty, he can't do it. If she has somebody sitting across the table from him, some of these women, I don't know.
We'll see.
How about this? It is illegal to possess marijuana in New York City. However,
and there's always a however in life.
If you're caught with less than an ounce, it's a $250 fine. And now the mayor is getting a law passed that if you are caught, you just mail in the fine.
How convenient.
Yeah, this works out good for everybody. Katy Perry is promising the most memorable Super Bowl halftime show since Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction.
Easy peon. Yeah. Easy peon. Take it easy, buddy.
But she says without showing any skin.
Peon just broke into a sweat. He just broke and got beads of sweat on his forehead.
I bet.
He loves
Number
Katie.
One biggest grossing film in China and Korea, Interstellar. $226 million the first week. Wow. I didn't think that movie was all that great.
Well, I didn't see it yet.
Oh. Anybody see it in the studio?
No.
No.
All right, moving right along. This date in history, birthday is 1971, one of the really nice ladies in show business, Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
You know, Christina Applegate used to call me on the request lines at K-Rock and make requests.
Really?
Then she was doing Married with Children, 15 years old. I got more to do. You're going to have to wait. Hold on to yourself.
No.
The clock's ticking. We can't.
Save it. Keep them wanting more. Make them want more.
You mean I have to go? We ran out of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah. This is a screwed up day. This is a real screwed up day. And finally.
And finally.
Thanks, everybody.
Where is Ryan Seacrest? 1,000 voters, the Los Angeles radio people in the industry and in the business. Did Ryan Seacrest come in number one? Did the show come in number four? Come in number nine? Or not in the top 10 at all?
Not in the top 10.
I'll say not in the top 10.
I'll say nine.
Didn't come in the top 10 at all.
So obvious.
Doug McIntyre, number one. Bill Handel, number two. And number three, Kevin and Bean, the guys that replaced me. So you can figure out how good I was.
Well, you paved the way for them.
Exactly. Have a great day. Mike Evans, see ya.
Now, that didn't include St. Louis radio, or McGraw would have been in there. That was
right,
LA.
Yeah, that was
that
just
right?
L.A.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, well, that explains that. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. I bank at First Community Credit Union. I want you to know that, and I want you to consider, and the banks are not going to like this, what I'm about to say, consider leaving your bank, getting a divorce from your bank. It's a lot easier than a real divorce. You just go in and close your accounts out and you reopen them at First Community Credit Union. And my guess is you're going to be glad you did. It's not one of life's big decisions. You know, you don't sit around every day going, man, I wonder if I'm at the right place to do my banking. I'm telling you, there is a reason this is the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. And there is a reason that every day so many people leave their banks and go to First Community Credit Union to do all their banking, because you can do all of your banking. It's a banking institution. It's just that in the name, the word bank isn't in the name. That's the only difference, except for the other difference, which is fantastic service and real competitive rates. They're also the exclusive sponsor of the greatest radio show on the weekend anywhere, and that's the Yard Sale, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on the Big 550 with Paul Warner. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things are thinning out in North County. You're just a little bit slow now from Lindbergh through New Florist. And southbound 270, though, still you're really bunching up from Dorset down through about Ladue. And then some slow pockets between there and Tesson Ferry where they've just cleared an accident. On westbound 44, heavy from in the two right lanes from Lindbergh down through 270. Eastbound 44, it's heavy from Mirage up to 270. Southbound 141 stacks up from Big Bend down through Highway 44. And eastbound 40, you still have really slow traffic between Clarkson and Highway 270. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school, and you can finally start thinking about getting your kitchen ready for the holidays. It's Denise Bradley here from Appliance Discounters to tell you that you deserve to have nice appliances. The kitchen is by far the most important room in your home, and wouldn't it look nice with new Electrolux appliances? Come by any of our four beautiful showrooms or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com and check out the new Electrolux appliances, all at the lowest price in town.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Protesters take to the streets of downtown St. Louis, the highway disruption they caused during a peaceful demonstration.
Darren Wilson speaking out for the first time, what he's saying in a national interview.
Wilson's legal team sits down exclusively with Fox 2 News. What they're saying about Wilson's reaction to the grand jury decision and his future as a police officer.
A driver tracked by protesters on Interstate 44 last night tells her story. All new at 6. The message she and her mother have for the protesters.
And it was another day of protests today in the St. Louis area, reacting to the grand